The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15. This is letter number 5434. Baruch Hashem, dated the 8th day of Iyar, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Mrs. Esther Tichya Schaefer from Herzliya. So, here was a woman who wrote to the Rebbe about how she should settle her life, and the Rebbe suggests to her to continue what she is doing in Jewish education. So the Rebbe writes like this, Bracha v'sholem. I'm responding to your letter in which you write about some of the highlights of your life, and now you work as a secretary, and she mentions the name of the institution which they don't publish over here in the letter. She works as a secretary. And a secretary, most of the time, as we know it, is just, you know, doing the paperwork or the work for the principal, for the boss. They don't really have, we don't look at them as having much input into the actual institution. So the Rebbe says, although you don't specify your job of secretary in this institution, but the Rebbe says it's without a doubt, even this position, meaning you're not a teacher, you're not a principal, you're not a, but it's still, being a secretary gives you an opportunity to spread and to give in more and more, and to inculcate more and more a spirit of Judaism, of authentic Judaism, in those that are being educated in this institution. So while you're just a secretary over there, but that still gives you a opportunity to give the students input, a spirit of Yiddishkeit. Especially, the Rebbe says that the principal who runs, the director who runs the institution, is interested in this, and he does whatever he can in that direction. So the Rebbe is saying the principal over there, or the director, he's also interested in giving authentic Judaism. So you can also use your position to in this direction. And Rebbe says that this is everybody, all the details from the different people and the different impacts, together we create a form of impacting the world positively in the person, in the purpose of creation. So Rebbe says, it's like all matters of our world. While the world has many parts to it, but yet the parts get combined to classes, and then the classes get combined to kinds, and the different kinds to different category, until the Rebbe says at the end, anyone who believes in oneness and that there's only one God, you unite all what happens in the world to one idea, one point, and that is the unity of the Creator of every details of the details of creation, which means while there is a lot of fragmentation, there's a lot of different parts, there's a lot of different ways, but everybody together, you create a unison. You, as the Rebbe brings down, you make the classes into kinds, the kinds into categories, the categories all unite in one Hashem. And the Rebbe says the same thing is true in the life of a person and his action in life. Although we have various different things that we do, so what we do in life get combined to various different types, and the types to different categories, until all things that we do, till the last point, and the inner point of all of the activities, and for all of life long, as our sages tell us, the known statement, I have been created to serve Hashem. Basically says all the details. You go to work and you have different things in your life, and you get up and you eat and you drink and you work and you have a family. I mean, there's a lot of details and a lot of things. But eventually, all these things add up to one point. The point is that we were created. I am created, to use the language, to serve Hashem. That means that we are to fulfill the wishes of our Creator in every aspect, every detail, as the verse says, "Bechol drachecha da'eyu," in all your ways know Hashem. So you're serving as a secretary. You may think, but the Rebbe says we have to take every aspect of life to get it to one point, to the point of serving Hashem. So, therefore, the Rebbe is asking her and suggesting to her to utilize a seemingly totally unrelated job. She's a secretary in a school, and it seems also from this, it seems like an institution, it seems like a school. It also seems like maybe the school was not religious per se, but it looks like the head of the school had interest in it. But Rebbe says, you as a secretary also have a responsibility to influence the direction of the school. And the Rebbe says there is an additional responsibility for all those who have an ability to influence in educating this young generation. Because this influence could direct the student, the one that is being influenced, either he goes in the right directions for his benefit, or God forbid, in the other directions, which is, you see, a lot of times, a lot of the problems begin in the school with bad friends. You know, kids get into bad things. They don't. It's detrimental to them for the rest of their life sometimes, you know. And we're not talking about just Yiddishkeit, but generally Yiddishkeit, to connect with Hashem, that's really for the benefit of the student, the one who's being educated. So Hashem, the way He does things, Hashem is good and straightforward, which means Hashem gives a person the necessary strength, the energy, and the possibility to fulfill even this very responsible mission. It just depends on the person. So the Rebbe says, being in such a position, Hashem has endowed you with the special powers needed to add direction to the school in which you are a secretary, to help these children, direct them in the real good way for them in the future. So, why is the Rebbe writing to it? So, I'm not just coming to give a speech, the Rebbe says. When I wrote you this, what I'm writing this for is not just to give a drasha, just to give a sermon. But I'm writing this in relation, connection to what you conclude in your letter about giving you direction and asking how to conduct yourself, and that Hashem should add good fortune to you. So she asked the Rebbe to give her direction and tell her what to do to get more good fortune from Hashem. So, I'm coming to remind you, I'm coming to encourage you, to wake you up to the fact that how lucky is your lot that you had been, that you settled in a way that you can impact strengthening Yiddishkeit, Judaism, and spreading it out. That's the pathway. That's the pipeline. That's the vessel. That's the vehicle to receive the blessings of the blessed Hashem in everything that you need, also in your personal matters, and of your husband, and of your whole family, may they live. So basically, she asked the Rebbe for direction, and the Rebbe says, stick to your job, utilize your position to impact and influence, you know, the young generation in the direction of Torah and mitzvahs, authentic Judaism. And that is ultimately, everything we do in life is for this one goal, to serve Hashem. That is what it's all, to bring it all together to Hashem. And the Rebbe says, that is my view. I'm not just giving you a sermon, but this is in my opinion what you should do, to encourage you and to remind you, to arouse you, that Baruch Hashem, be thankful for your opportunity. And this is the means to bring blessings for you and your family, for your husband and the entire family. The Rebbe says, for sure, you're aware of and you keep the tradition of the Jewish women from forever to separate for tzedakah before lighting the candles on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. The Rebbe blesses her for good news in all the above. And the Rebbe adds a P.S. over here. It's understood that since your husband is also working in the area of education, to him, the above is intended as well. And the Rebbe says, I hope that I will succeed, that my words will accomplish what they should be accomplishing, that you should continue in the area of education. The Rebbe wants everybody who is in education, the Rebbe strongly encourages them to continue and to do whatever they can for strengthening Yiddishkeit and strengthening of education. And also always keep in mind, this is in Israel, and this is in 1957. You have to keep in mind, it wasn't like today, you know, where you have so much religion in Israel also. At that time, it wasn't. And the Rebbe is working with all the people that the Rebbe is able to get them to, whoever has the ability and whoever is involved, to continue to strengthen Yiddishkeit, education. Rebbe says, if you give the young child a direction, that will stay to them for the rest of their life, and that will they will find true good fortune and true goodness, and that's what we should be doing.